So today we celebrate Rosh Hashanah, literally head of the year, which refers to the Jewish New Year. We have not one New Year, but we have multiple New Years. And this is one of them, Rosh Hashanah. The biblical name for this holiday is Yom Teruah, day of shouting, raising a noise. This day is also called the Feast of Trumpets. I don't know how about you, but something in this noise is supernatural. It is always, every year, so many years, when I hear this voice of Shofar, something happening to my heart right there. So we are blessed to be today here. So Rosh Hashanah has several themes, and I want to look at a few of them today. So let's open Leviticus chapter 23 and verse 23 and 24. Adonai spoke to Moses saying, Leviticus 23, speak to Bnei Israel saying, in the seventh month, on the first day of the month, you are to have a Shabbat rest. This is why my greetings, Shabbat Shalom. It's a miracle. Shabbat, one more Shabbat in the year. A memorial of blowing, Shafarot, a holy convocation. The very special time, specific time, memorial of blowing in Shafar. These days, a person appears before the Lord to give an account of his actions in the past and outline his future life path. He repents the sins committed during the past year and asks for forgiveness. This is a very important part of Rosh Hashanah. This holiday has a tremendous messianic meaning. The Feast of Trumpets reminds us of the return of the Messiah Yeshua, when he will come to rule and reign on this earth and over the universe, Yeshua the Messiah. I want to read from 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses from 16 to 17. These words are the promise to anyone prepared to meet Yeshua. So if you know Messiah Yeshua, this is for you. It's a blessing for you. Verse 16. And you know, I have a theory. I think the Lord will come right on Rosh Hashanah. This is my theory, according to the scriptures. You know why? It's very simple to know. Because Yeshua died on Passover. Pesach. Correct. The Holy Spirit came on someone may say Pentecost. Great Pentecostal holiday. No, it was Shavuot. Jewish holiday, high holiday, biblical. So this is here. Chapter 4. For the Lord himself shall come down from heaven with a commanding shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the blast of God's shofar. Rosh Hashanah. And what will happen? And the dead in Messiah shall rise first. Yeah, we'll see Klat, we'll see Tam, we'll see our friends again. Then we, you and me, we who are alive, who are left behind, will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we shall always be with the Lord. What a wonderful moment. We shall always be with the Lord. We'll meet our friends who went to the Lord before us. We'll see each other and we'll be with the Lord forever. One of the greatest traditions on this holiday is the sounding of the shofar in the synagogue. It is believed that the sound of the shofar is a call from the Lord, and it makes the beginning of a 10-day period of self-examination and repentance, which we call Yamim Noraim, or the days of awe. We are coming, entering these days. Our king warns his people to obey him. This is the main idea of shofar. Obey the Lord. Listen to His voice. Follow Him. These days, every believing Jew appears before the Creator and evaluates his actions. The idea of teshuvah, repentance, expresses the basis idea of Judaism, freedom of choice. Let us say together, freedom of choice. This is the greatest gift to us, freedom of choice. We have opportunity and obligation to choose right. God gave us the ability to recognize the good and the bad. And our behavior is in our own hands because we determine our actions. Therefore, we are responsible for our own good and evil deeds. It's up to us. Sincere repentance and confession of sins in the name of Yeshua allow us to receive mercy and forgiveness from the Lord. One of my favorite places of Scripture. 1 John chapter 1, verse 8. If we say we have no sin, I'd like to ask if we have somebody here who have no sin, please come to me and tell me about it. Teach me how to not sin. I need your help. If we say we have no sin, we are deceiving ourselves and the truth is not in us. Truly. But the good news, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and righteous to forgive our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Let us say all unrighteousness. Can you believe? All unrighteousness. He is almighty. And now I want to talk about another topic of Rosh Hashanah. May you be inscribed in the book of life for a good year. I want to comment on the book of life, which is mentioned in the Bible. Let us open Daniel chapter 7 and find a couple of the places in the scriptures about book of life. Daniel 7, verse 9. While I was watching, thrones were set up, and the Ancient of Days took his seat. His garment was as white as snow, and the hair of his head like pure wool. His throne was ablaze with flames, its wheels a burning fire. A river of fire was flowing, coming out from before him. Thousands of thousands attended him, and 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. The court was seated, and the books were opened. This is the theme of Rosh Hashanah. Books are opened. Another place, it is Exodus chapter 32, verse 32 and verse 33. Exodus 32, 32 and 33. This is Moses' prayer to the Lord. Yet now, please forgive their sin, but if not, please blot me out of your book that you have written. It is book. Adonai said to Moses, whoever has sinned against me, I will blot out of my book. I think it is a serious statement here. We need to think about it. And also Revelation chapter 20, verse 11. Revelation chapter 20, verse 11. It is actually good news for us, all of us. Then I saw a great white throne. Do you remember Daniel chapter 7? It's very familiar. And the one seated on it, the earth and heaven fled from his presence, but no place was found for them. How great is our God! And I saw the dead, the great and the small, standing before the throne. The books were opened, and another book was opened, the book of life. And the dead were judged according to what was written in the books, according to their deeds. So, people will be judged according to what is written in the books, but what is essential is to be inscribed in the book of life. So, my prayer that every one of us will be inscribed in the book of life through Yeshua the Messiah. I believe the open books represent a court sentence for each person, because no one can justify himself by his deeds. It's impossible. But for those who trust Yeshua, the book of life becomes their justification. If your name is there, everything will be okay with you. You have eternal life. Everyone will be judged according to his deeds, but those who are in the book of life are covered by the blood sacrifice of the Messiah Yeshua and have eternal life. This is why it is written in John chapter 5, verse 24. John 5:24. Amen, amen, I tell you, whoever hears my word and trusts the one who sent me has eternal life. Has eternal life already. He does not come into judgment, but has passed over from death into life. Amen, amen, I tell you, an hour is coming and is now here, when the dead will hear the voice of Ben Elohim. Those who hear will live. Those who hear will live. Yeshua is the Lamb of God, and only He can write in this book, Book of Life. Yeshua, the Messiah, who purchased this right by His own sacrifice. And I would like to share with you a secret. Do not tell anyone. You know, our small secrets here. Every Shabbat we have some secret. This is for today. Without Him, any religious rituals performed on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur will not save us from God's judgment. Only through Yeshua the Messiah. Amen. One more lesson what I would like to share with you today. Many people in general associate Jewish biblical holidays with joy, but Rosh Hashanah, like no other Jewish holiday, tells us that there is no complete joy without repentance. That repentance is the way to joy. The true joy comes from the right relationship with God, forgiveness, reconciliation, a life in Yeshua's holiness. The holidays of the Lord were not given to us so that we would only perform a religious tradition, but that we would repent and reevaluate our lives. We are called to prepare ourselves as a bride adorned for her master. Our bridegroom, Yeshua, is coming for us, and he will come soon. He will come soon. And I believe, it's my theory, he will come on Rosh Hashanah to receive all those prepared and waiting for him. So better to be ready than sorry. Better to be ready than sorry. It is essential today that we are ready to hear the trumpet sound, that we are not so busy, so concerned with the things of this life that we missed it. The problem of humanity is well described in the words of Yeshua. It is Luke chapter 17, verse 26. A very interesting place of scripture, actually. Luke 17 started with verse 26. As it was in the days of Noah, so will it also be in the days of the Son of Man, His second coming. So, they were eating, drinking, marrying, and being given in marriage. Looks like America today, yeah? What do you think? I think so. Until the day Noah entered the ark, then the flood came and destroyed them all. It was just the same in the days of Lot. They were eating, drinking, buying, selling, planting, building. But on the day Lot left Sodom, it rained fire and sulfur from heaven and destroyed them all. Things will be the same on the day when the Son of Man is made fully known. In that day, the one who is in the roof and his possessions in the house must not go down to take them away. In the same way, the one who is in the field must not turn back. Remember Lot's wife. Whoever tries to keep his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life will preserve it. I tell you, on that night there will be two in one bed. One will be taken and the other left. There will be two women grinding at the same place. One will be taken and the other left. The question for all of us, what path should I follow next year to prepare my soul for return of the Messiah? And the one final scripture for today, Yohanan 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. If you have not yet placed your faith in Yeshua, if you're wandering throughout life without his life and love, without his forgiveness, if you are still trying to redeem yourself, doesn't matter, through Rosh Hashanah, through Yom Kippur, but yourself, let me assure you that self-redemption is not an option. Redemption is available only through Messiah Yeshua, the Redeemer. And the time is right. And the time is now to make teshuva, to turn your hearts to him, and to receive him as your personal Lord and Savior of your life. And for all of us who are here, who know Yeshua the Messiah, during these days of awe, when people around you may be living in fear and uncertainty, remember this, very important. If you have made teshuva, if you accepted Yeshua and his redemption, you already have eternal life. And you are already living it today, tonight. So, Mazel Tov. L'shana Tova. The Feast of Trumpets is for you. So thank you so much. Yeah, let's close our service with Aaron's blessing, and I would like to invite Rebetzin and Ina to stand with me and pray together. Please receive this blessing, ancient blessing from the Lord. Yeverecha Adonai veishmerecha, Yair Adonai panavelecha vichunecha, Issa Adonai panavelecha veasem lecha shalom. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. Shalom mishpacha. L'shana tova.